Finally, the economic recovery is lagging. We're bumping up against the debt ceiling. We're still fighting two wars, maybe three if you count Libya. We're in a mess. So why do I feel the need to talk about some of the latest television offerings, especially the so-called reality shows like Basketball Wives? The third season premiere was last week on VH1. I'll give you a little taste from season two in case you missed it.
You think I, like, researched who dude was with? It was like you didn't even exist.
I'm certainly not going to let you sleeping with him mean something to me. That wasn't the issue.
You're missing the point of what the I'm saying.
Basketball Wives follows the exploits of a cast of women who are, or were, or sorta kinda, married to professional athletes. It's executive produced by Shaquille O'Neal's former wife, Shawnee O'Neal, the mother of five of the children they had together. Of course, this is only one of the reality show genre. There are shows about people who make cupcakes, detail motorcycles, get tattoos. But the big deal shows are the shows aimed at women. Teen Mom, for example, The Real Housewives franchise, and of course, Basketball Wives. Now, my quarrel is not just with Basketball Wives. All of these fake so-called reality shows are essentially the same. They're either mostly white with a token Latina or black woman. They're mostly black with a token Latina or white woman thrown into the mix. Everybody's wearing expensive clothes, living in lavish homes, and driving fancy cars. And in between all that, they're very busy shopping and drinking champagne and cursing each other out. And generally, doing a whole lot of nothing much else, which is why I call them so-called reality shows, because I don't know about you, the expensive clothes and big jewels and nice houses in the lives of the people I know who have those things come from working. And we don't see too much of that on those shows. Isn't it strange, though, that in a world where the buzz attracting possible presidential contenders is about women, where the big advances in fighting poverty around the world center on women, where the human rights causes of the day often concern women, that we get television about women whose only claim to fame is who they are more or less married to? But even if it's a little out of sync, you can see why people think it's harmless fun. Can I just tell you, it's not harmless. The problem is these shows are teaching a whole generation of people exactly how not to behave in life and in a relationship with anybody, not just a husband. The drink throwing, the yelling, the fingers in the face, the B word thrown around like rain, it's exhausting, it's dysfunctional. And it's exactly how you don't want to behave if you ever want to succeed at anything except being a reality show star. And it's amazing to me that nobody seems to have noticed that in the case of Basketball Wives, at least Shawnee O'Neal, the executive producer, casts herself as counselor and peacemaker while the other women roll their necks and act crazy. And why is that? She said in interviews it's because of her children and the need for her to maintain cordial relations with her ex. So what about everybody else's kids? Why isn't it important that other people's children see adults treat each other with respect, especially at a time when in some communities the majority of children are being raised in families where almost no one lives in a two-parent household? And I contrast this with the story we brought you last week about the Israeli father whose son was killed by Hamas. Instead of embracing bitterness, he has decided to partner with a Palestinian man, also a father, to create both scripted drama and less scripted reality shows by which he hopes to create a means for Israelis and Palestinians to see each other in a different light. Elsewhere in the world, television and radio programs are being crafted to educate people to fight the spread of HIV/AIDS, to teach women how to have safe sex, to resolve conflicts peacefully, and so on. Years ago, I moderated a panel for a foundation, and a large group of high school students were invited as guests to talk with an eclectic group of lawmakers and other bigwigs. Those high school kids were giving these adults the blues about everything under the sun. Meanwhile, a big-name hip-hop star came late, left early, took no questions, but got huge ovations every time he opened his mouth. And after he left, I asked the kids, why were they giving him all this love when he'd stayed for half an hour, when these members of Congress had been with them all afternoon and got none of that? And one young man named the hip-hop star and said, that's who we listen to because that's who we see. Exactly. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.